أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين وعلى أصحابه المنتخبين المنتجبين، واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين. Congratulations to all of you respectable brothers and sisters. As we are passing by the days of the Milad of Al-Hujjah ibn al-Hasan al-Imam ولي العصر صاحب العصر والزمان عجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف وعليه الصلاة والسلام. I would like to briefly mention some of the resemblances between Imam Mahdi عليه السلام and Prophet Jesus, Prophet Isa على نبينا وآله وعليه السلام. First of all, Isa was the son of the leader of the ladies of the most superior ladies of her time, Virgin Mary عليه السلام, whereas Al-Imam Al-Qa'im عليه الصلاة والسلام is the son of the leader of all the ladies of all the times, Sayyida Fatima Al-Zahra عليه السلام. Second of all, Isa عليه السلام talked in the womb of his mother and he was doing tasbih, as it is narrated from Sa'labi, whereas Imam Al-Qa'im عليه الصلاة والسلام also talked in the womb of his mother and recited Suratul Qadr, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatul qadr, according to the narration of Hakima Khatun salamullahi alayha fi ikmal al-deen. Third of all, Isa alayhi salam talked in the cradle, and Imam al-Qa'im alayhi salam also talked in the cradle, which is proven by several narrations. And obviously one of those is where he said the kalimat shahada la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu wa anna muhammadan rasulullah, and then he, you know, sent his salawat on Amir al-Mu'mineen Imam Ali alayhi salam and rest of the imams till he reached his father, and then later on he recited the surah at-tawheed and also send his the salawat on the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, and recited this ayat of Quran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, wa nuridu an namunna 'ala allatheena istud'ifu fil ardi wa naj'alahum a'immatan wa naj'alahum al-warithin, that talks about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving the government to the weakened masses and making them the leaders and the inheritors of earth, which refers to Imam Mahdi alayhi salatu wasalam and his government. The next resemblance between him and Prophet Isa is that Prophet Isa was given the government, the right to rule, while he was a child, and the same applies to Imam Al-Qa'im alayhi salam, who was also given the government and right to rule and the walayat and imamat and khilafat when he was a child. He is the youngest among the Ahlul Bayt, approximately 5.5 years old at the time of the shahadat and martyrdom of his father Imam Al-Askari alayhi salam. So he reaches the of walayat and imamat while he was 5.5, and there is no difference between Ahlul Bayt, between young and old, because they are all equal. The next resemblance is Prophet Isa was taken up by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Imam Mahdi alayhi salam was also taken up to the proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the angel. And last of all is that Prophet Isa, there was a difference happening about him, and similarly there is ikhtilaf and differences happening about Imam Al-Mahdi alayhi salatu wasalam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give the tawfiq for all of us to follow the footsteps of the walayat of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina Muhammadin wa alihi.